One thing is my, I won the
Welcome to In Faith Network Radio. Celebrate Christ with us as we go behind the scenes of Christian entertainment to reveal hidden blessings and share with the Christian community. In Faith Network Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to In Faith Radio. I am your host, Lisa Watson, hoping everybody is doing well today and that everyone is having a very happy new year. I am very happy to be back with you in 2015, and I'm really looking forward to having many creative, diverse, and talented authors on the show this year. In fact, my guest tonight is a very talented Christian fiction author. She is award-winning and a best-selling author. And actually, I'm going to have her mute her volume on her laptop because I think we're getting a little feedback. And I think we're good. I think I can still hear it. Okay, well, anyway, we'll talk to her in just a sec. My guest tonight, like I said, was award-winning and best-selling authors. Her novels, An Inconvenient Friend and A Woman's Revenge, were both nominated for an African-American Literary Award. She was selected as a Pink Diamond honoree by Sister Friends Book Club, and that's one of the largest African-American book clubs in the country. She won an Emma Award from the Romance Slam Jam organization for Favorite Debut Author in 2010, and her novels have made it to the Christian Fiction Blog's Top 20 Best African-American Christian Fiction Novels, as well as all her novels having made the Black Expressions Top 20 bestseller list. A Christian fiction author who believes in writing books that touch the heart of women one story at a time. Her latest novel, Unbreak My Heart, is volume 2 in the Second Chances series. So I'd like to give a very warm welcome to my first guest in 2015, Rhonda McKnight. Welcome, Rhonda.
Hi, Lisa. Wow.
How are you?
I'm good. What an introduction. Has God really done all that with me in 5 years?
Isn't it just amazing how that time flies when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're blessed?
It truly is, and it really is a blessing because it's, you know, this writing thing is definitely not for the faint at heart and for those that are not committed. But, you know, you just do the work and things happen and you get nominations. You go, oh, wow, that's so cool. And how? I can't believe that happened for me. And so but listening to the bio was like, who's that?
Yeah, you're like, ooh, that, ooh, she sounds great. Ooh, who's that again? Well, you know, it is amazing, like you said, and it's definitely not for the faint of heart. But, you know, I really believe that if you're doing what God wants you to do and you're following the plan that he has for you, then nothing but good things can come from that. And so this is kind of just a testament to all of the things that you're doing that, you know, are touching the lives of the readers that read your novels, and that you are definitely making a difference in their lives. And I know that there's definitely no better feeling than that, is there?
There isn't. There really isn't. You know, when you know that you're in God's will and that a blessing is as a result of, you know, what you just stepping out on faith and doing what you know he called you to do, there's nothing better in life. I don't care if it's, you know, writing or if it's even rearing your children or how you interact with, you know, in your community, work that you may do there. Anytime you're doing what God called you to do, you know, I think we're at the height of our game, you know. And so it's all blessed. There's no downside.
Awesome. Well, it is definitely, like I said, very good to have you on the show tonight. And though we've never officially met, I know you and of you, my dear friend Pat Simmons, who's also an author that writes Christian fiction. We were, all three of us were at the same publisher, just different. Well, you and Pat were at the Christian line, and I was at a different publishing line. But It's great to know of you and just to kind of give all the authors out there that we know just that push and the support when needed and the hey on Facebook and Twitter every so often. So, you know, though we haven't officially met, you know, I feel like I've known you definitely for quite some time. So I just wanted to say again, it is such a pleasure having you on. So I think the listeners out there would love to hear your story and for you to tell us how you got started writing Christian fiction.
I think I just got started writing fiction. I started writing fiction when I was 6 years old. You know, my first book about some mice under the stairs, under the boardwalk in New Jersey where I grew up. And so, you know, and I always wrote, you know, the whole time that I was a child and through high school, kind of got away from it in college. And then in my late 20s, you know, came back to it. You know, had been quite a few African-American authors had been released, and I started, you know, I worked in bookstores for years, and they were never books by African-American authors other than classics. And so then, you know, you had your Terry McMillan, you had, you know, all these different people coming out with books, and I remembered my love for writing and thought, I want to do this. I want to see a book on the shelf. So I started writing, and then got away from it again, but in late 2003, I started really praying about my purpose and, you know, asking God what he desired for me. And he said, well, I gave you a gift to write, but you've abandoned it. And so, okay. So, you know, I started really writing seriously for publication in 2003. And for me, anytime that I do something, I'm a person, I've got to go all the way. So, like, if I'm going to write, I have to be published. You know, some people have novels under the bed, they never publish. They have blogs, they be public, you know. I'm not that person. If I'm going to write a book, it's got to be published. And so became serious about writing and really realized that, you know, the Christian fiction genre just kind of found me. You know, I wrote the book my heart, and then when I looked up and decided where it would fit, I realized that it fit within the Christian fiction genre. So I would never say that I started off thinking I'm going to write a Christian fiction novel. I started
off with the intent,
I'm going to write a novel and let's see where it lands. And so it was definitely most appropriate for the Christian fiction genre. And so I finished it in 2007. So like I said, I became serious about publication in 2003 with nothing on paper. Took me a few years to write the book. I submitted it to Urban Christian in 2007, fairly early in the year, and at the end of that year, I had a two-book contract with them, and so, and that was a really exciting time, and just another whole story about God blessing me, because I declared at the beginning of 2007 that I was going to sell a book, and literally, Jordan Jostle, the editor of Urban Christian, called me, I want to say it was December 28th, it was like the last business day of the year. She called me and offered me a book deal, and it was just
got in under the wire.
It was an amazing story. Yeah, it was. Yeah, God was right under the wire. You know that he does that, though.
You know, it's funny because just listening to you tell your story, it's so similar to mine. Whereas I too started writing really young, and it was, you know, something that I would do and then put aside and then come back to and put aside. And that, you know, pattern happened for quite some time. And finally, I was like, okay, God, I get it. You're trying to tell me this is one of the things that I'm supposed to be doing. Because I think that it's like if it's something that you keep coming back to, there's a reason for that. And so, you know, once I finally said, okay, I am going to give this writing thing a try, and I'm just going to get out there and do it. And, you know, once I did, it was just amazing how many doors just kind of opened up for me and kind of just it kind of led me down a path that, you know, was really amazing. And it just gave me so many different opportunities that I never would have imagined that I had, so, or would ever have. So it is just, you know, when you do what you're supposed to be doing, I think it's always a lot easier than if you're doing what you're not supposed to be doing, because then you meet that opposition and everything's hard and things are difficult. Not meaning that everything is going to be smooth sailing, of course not. But when you do what, you know, God put on your heart to do, I think that it just works out a lot better for everybody.
Right, I agree. Yeah, and everything that you do is going to be work. Anything that you aspire to do, you know, it's going to be work. But there's easier work,
right,
and there's harder work. There's working smart and there's working hard, and there's working from a seat of blessing and work, you know, so from other places. And so I prefer to get in His flow. And so, and you're right, it is a lot of work. The marketing is always there, trying to reach new readers. All of that is the same for every writer. And it's a lot of work to build a reader base. But, you know, there's so much that's good about it, so many rewards and so many, you know, the emails that you receive and comments from people when they say, wow, just finished the book. I mean, and you know what that's like. Every time it happens, it's new. Every time that happens, it's new. That can never get old. I love your book. You know, so.
I don't think so either. I think definitely you're right about that. There's just never not a time when I get an email or a little post or something that somebody's like, wow, you know, I lost sleep trying to finish your novel. I am so glad I did, or I loved your characters. I really could, you know, see them like sitting at my Sunday table, you know, at dinner. And so, and you're right, it's definitely more than a notion. That to me, sometimes the writing the story part feels sometimes like it's so much easier than the marketing part and the promoting yourself part and the trying to get your name out there part and to increase your readership and stuff like that. So, you know, it's you know, good, the bad, the ugly.
Right. And let me say this, and I don't want to forget to say it, Lisa. I love your book. You know what I love about your book? I love that, because I'm a person that loves diversity. I've had opportunities to work with people from all over the world, you know, in particular refugees and different people from Latin American countries. And I love, you know, that you mix it up a little bit. And, you know, with Spanish-speaking characters, and, you know, I love your work. I love the diversity of your work. And that's a blessing to me. And so that brand that you have, you know, it's going to take you places.
Mm-hmm.
It's really going to take you places. I believe that God desires that we not be so segregated in our culture. And so, you know, you take those chances with those stories. I, you know, it's going to take you places. I just want to say that. I didn't want to forget to say that.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And again, I definitely understand where you're coming from in that. And I kind of felt the same way, whereas I guess just from early on, I wanted to be, you know, able to reach different people and not just, okay, I write African-American novels only for African-American people. It's like, yes, I do write for African-Americans, but I write for everyone. I mean, my story is my story, whether or not, you know, a black person is reading it or a white person or Indian person or, you know, Hispanic person. And so I like being able to go to different locations and learn more about different cultures and stuff. And, you know, and it's so funny because that was like one thing I was really passionate about, you know, when I was writing Love Contract. But, you know, some of the reviews I got, they were just like, oh, gosh, you got Spanish in the book. If I'd have known that, I wouldn't have gotten it. Or, you know,
I love it. Yeah.
I was completely not prepared for that. So I had to remember that, you know, your story may not be for everyone, and the ones that are supposed to touch, they will, you know, they'll touch, because I'm like,
exactly.
Hey, I grew up on historicals, you know, back in the days of Barbara Cartland and Joanna Lindsay and Julie Garwood. So, you know, I'm really used to reading stuff where somebody may be, you know, speaking Gaelic, or they may be speaking French or whatever. I just follow along and get back to the English and I'm good. So,
right.
So, you know, that's something I just had to really develop kind of like a thicker skin, because that really, really was like, wow. It's just crickets after that. I was just floored. But anyway, so before we jump into Unbreak My Heart, I wanted to give you a chance to kind of tell listeners more about your books in general. So, and I know you were saying that you didn't necessarily begin with the, you know, Christian based, you know, in the story, because your story is your story. But is there another continuing theme throughout your books that people will be able to see in a Rhonda McKnight novel?
I think that, you know, when people think about a Rhonda McKnight novel, I hope that they will see the continuing themes of faith and forgiveness. You know, I've had those threads in all of my stories, just stories about people who, you know, have been challenged to search their heart, you know. They're about relationships between couples that are in trouble, you know, people at crossroads in their life, like, you know, they literally hit rock bottom and, you know, kind of almost need a miracle, and the miracle is inside of them, and they have to learn and they have to realize that, you know, that if they trust that voice on the inside and trust what they know to be true about God, that things will turn around for them. And so, but, you know, they're human. So, you know, they make a lot of mistakes getting there. And some of them don't get there. But I think that's kind of it. It's just stories about, you know, people really having to search their hearts. And more recently, I've been writing romance. I started off writing women's fiction, and I still will continue to write some women's fiction. Been a romance junkie. I love romance. I love a romance story. I love a movie. And so, you know,
too.
I'm writing inspirational. Yeah, I just love it. And, you know, it's so funny because I was talking to a friend recently about romance, and I'm not really a really romantic woman. Like, if you want to do something for me, I prefer, like, I'm so practical, like a romantic dinner and flowers. That's not really my thing. Like, if you do it once, you don't need to do it again. But
okay,
I am
sounding a lot like my husband, Rhonda. That's all I'm going to say.
I do. You know, she told me I'm
the
dude in a relationship.
For?
Yeah, I know. You know, she told me you're like the dude in a relationship. And it's true. Like, if you buy him once, don't buy him again. I mean, ask me what I want. Maybe I want a handbag. So, you know, and that's just how I am. But I am a romance junkie when it comes to my books and my movie, you know, my entertainment. I love to watch people fall in love because it's wonderful.
I do, too. I do, too. I've been so drawn to that. And, you know, I love happy endings. What can I say?
Happy endings. Happily ever after. Because you know what? Seriously, life is challenging enough.
Yes,
and so
exactly.
When I open a book or I watch a movie, I can't go to that place where I'm gonna be sad and crying and depressed at the end. I can't do that at this stage in my life. So I've been writing a little more romance, you know, and my readers love it. At first, I was a little concerned. I was worried about it because they've been reading them in fiction for me. And then I wrote Breaking All the Rules, and that book has taken on a life of its own. Like, I mean, it just, they loved it. And, you know, I got reviewed in USA Today, and it just continues to sell and sell and sell and sell. And so there again, writing the story of your heart and, you know, and it just working.
And you know, why not? Because I was talking to another author, and she also writes Christian fiction, and she was like, you know what? Christians love romance. We like to fall in love. We love, you know, having that, you know, relationship and the little butterflies in the stomach and the wonderful walks on the beach and all that stuff. Why not? I mean, it doesn't have to be, of course, a novel that has love scenes in it and such, but, you know, romance is universal. I mean, who doesn't want to fall in love and to have that reciprocated. And so why not?
Yeah. So that's kind of it. That's kind of my brand, you know. And it, you know, it's just been a bit of a blessing. But what's interesting is, like I said, I've always written stories about faith and forgiveness. The current project that I'm working on, I realized nobody in this book has to forgive anybody. That is so new for me. But it's a story about hope.
And so I said, well, maybe hope will be the theme for 2015. It's a story about hope. And that is different for me. Seriously, I realized nobody in this book is angry and has to forgive somebody. That is so new for me. But I guess, you know what happens? We all evolve. And so
right.
God is taking into a new direction. And maybe that message of forgiveness has, you know, and who now may come back to it, but really that, you know, God is taking me to a new place and taking my readers with me. And so that's exciting.
Wow. Well, you know, I at this point, I'm getting so caught up with the talk, and I wanted to remind readers before we, you know, talk to Rhonda a little bit more to let you know that we do have the live chat session open. You're welcome to comment or ask questions there. You can call us at 646-200-4071. Or toll-free at 877-497-5906. And, of course, after the live show, I will be posting the podcast and the recap blog on readersentertainment.com. And for those listeners that want to know more about Rhonda as we're chatting with her, you can check out her website at www.rhondamcknight.net. So, Rhonda, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7, it says, love bears all things, believe all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So tell us more about Unbreak My Heart. That's volume 2 in your Second Chance series. And I love the title, and I love that, you know, the series is all about second chances. So give listeners a little more about what your latest novel is about.
Unbreak My Heart is the story of a reality TV star who is estranged from her husband of 5 years, Jacob. Her name's Scott, and he's Jacob Gray. And they've been separated for 5 years because Cameron had a baby that was not his. He was in Africa when she got pregnant, and so they've been estranged for 5 years, but they've never stopped caring about each other. And so So he kind of, you know, has been away, you know, overseas working, and he comes back to the U.S. Kind of made a decision that they need closure. They either need to get back together, or they need to get a divorce. And so it's a story of two people who love each other that have to find that place where they can forgive each other and risk taking a second chance on love when things were so horribly broken at the time that they separated. And so it was a very difficult book to write. Took me a long time, but my readers love it. I love it, which is, you know, which I struggle with. You know, I'm one of those readers who, when my book comes out, I don't read it much, you know, again. I only I glance at my books when it comes time to meet with a book club to make sure I remember it. And
right,
so, but
right.
Unbreak, you know how you do. But Unbreak
My
Heart stays with me. It stays with me. The story just, it stays with me. And people have loved reading about Cameron and Jacob's journey back to each other, and because they just had so many obstacles in the way, and so, and some things, you know, words unspoken, and some things that were not said, and some untruths that were believed, and so it's really a twisty turny story, lots of plot twists and surprises, which I was so glad that so many people told me they did not guess the plot twist, and so that was really interesting for me.
Now, will there be a book 3 in the series?
There will be. It is untitled. I always, my titles come out of my stories, and I'm trying to do better about being able to market a title. But there will be a third story in the series. And in the first book in the series, Breaking All the Rules, there was a character named Ethan Wright, who is very beloved of all my readers, very the best hero on the world, just sexy, rich, philanthropist, you know, great guy. And so Ethan, each story is about a friend of Ethan. So Jacob is a friend of Ethan's. And then the third book, we meet a young man named Paul, who's a missionary whose heart was broken in the U.S. by a woman many years ago. And so he's been over in Africa for the last 5 years working and trying to forget about the pain of his broken relationship with this woman and his father back at home. But then his father passes away. He has to come bury him. And so And he comes back and finds out that this woman that he loved had been married to his father. And so so here we have this story again about people trying to work out second chances in really difficult circumstances. So that is the third book in the series.
Wow. That sounds really, really exciting. And, you know, speaking of exciting, I heard and, you know, I saw on Facebook also that you and Tiffany Warren created BlackChristianReads.com. So can you tell listeners a little bit about that new endeavor? What prompted you to create it? Have you found it challenging to get the word out to readers that there are plenty of Black Christian authors out there that write inspiring stories that can apply to a very diverse readership in many genres?
Yeah, you know, Christian fiction, you know, of course, you know, marketing to all readers can be difficult. Marketing mm-hmm. as an author is difficult, challenging for all of us. But Christian fiction kind of has its own new little quirks, you know, and being that people don't understand the genre. They hear Christian, they hear fiction, they mm-hmm. think that's an oxymoron. What could that be? Is it going to mm-hmm. be full of sermons? And so there's a lot of educating the reader prior to getting the reader about the genre. And so so what we've done is Tiffany and I, this has been going on for years, this conversation about Black Christian Reads. And mm-hmm. so we finally decided 2015 was the year we were going to do it. And what we wanted to do was just get together with some of our sister friends in the genre and just try to cross-promote and work together to mm-hmm. build our reach, rather than everyone working, you know, alone. Over in a silo, like I'm over here working and trying to get readers, you're over there, because we really realized that there are enough readers for all of us, you know, kind of the harvest
right.
is plentiful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's you know, and I'm says. Seeing a lot of I'm seeing a lot of cross promotion with authors now. I think mm-hmm. a lot of authors out there, we're all thinking the same thing. Hey, you know, how can we get the most bang for the buck? How can we help each other out? How can we all kind of increase our readership? And, you know, how can we reach people that we, you know, normally wouldn't reach? So, I mean,
right.
I think that's awesome.
It is. And our readers trust us, you know. So if I say, oh, Lisa Watson's a great author, you know, read her. You know, because how many books am I putting out? I mean, readers, they're gobbling up, you know, two and three books a week. And so, and I'm writing, you know, three a year. And so, you know, what am I going to do? Not say, hey, read this person. So what I try to do is, you know, you have a network of people that you care about and you're connected with. And so why not say, oh, you know, Lisa Watson just released a new book about an heir and a billionaire. You'll like that. Mm-hmm. Or such, you know,
right.
Pat Simmons, whoever. And so, you know, it just makes sense to do that. And so
right
we decided to do it.
Awesome. And we, you know, I can't believe we've gone through all the time. It just flies by so fast. But I do want to really quick touch on the fact that you also have a writing service called Legacy Writing Services. And that's one thing I do mention to new and aspiring authors out there is that it's stiff competition and your manuscripts have to be as polished and professional as they can be before they even get to the desk of an editor or a publisher. And I always recommend that authors get professional editors to edit their novels, not just for grammatical errors, but, you know, also to address things like pacing and character development and accidental
mm-hmm.
switches and points of view. So tell us a little bit about how you got started with your literary business.
No, I was a part of a large critique group, and several of the people in the critique group kept pointing out to me that I was particularly gifted in critiquing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they were happy about that, and sometimes they weren't. But they said, you know, that's like a skill. You need to, you know, you need to market that.
Absolutely.
And so one day I decided, you know, I do, and I enjoy doing it. I enjoy critiquing, so I decided to just kind of hang out my shingle, do some developmental editing, some working
mm-hmm.
as a writing coach. I don't do the proofreading, and I don't do the proofreading stuff, but I can help you with a plot. You know, I recently had two customers this year
you know, tell me that, call me the story whisperer, which I said I'm going to add that to my website because it's the second time that it's happened. And that's what I love to do. I love to help a writer craft a great story and great characters and do some, you know, coaching. And so that's what I do at Legacy. And like you, I recommend that absolutely because really, I mean, you can write a great story, but if you don't have the kind of, you know, professional feedback, somebody that can really, that really mm-hmm. knows writing, not your mom and them and your best friend,
or
even your
English teacher around the corner.
Our old English teacher, you know, it's not the same. And so, mm-hmm. you know, it's very, very important. And so I recommend that to everyone. And I know that for a lot of people, it seems like a huge expense, but there's nothing more costly than a bad book. Because let me tell you, it's hard to recover from that. It's hard
right.
to recover. It's hard to get readers to take a second chance on you. And
mm-hmm.
so it put your best foot forward the first time. You really need to do that. And so that's what Legacy is about.
Awesome. You know, Rhonda, I've had such a wonderful time chatting with you tonight. You are definitely a plethora of great information and high energy. And it is just, you know, really a pleasure to give listeners a chance to listen to you and to hear more about your books and just what you're about. And so I want to give you the opportunity to let listeners know how to get in touch with you.
Okay, well, the best way to get in touch with me is I have a website, rhondamcknight.net. If you don't remember that, you can Google Rhonda McKnight. I'm the most popular Rhonda McKnight in the world. And you'll come right to my website. From there are my links to my social media sites, which are I'm on Facebook every day and Twitter. And would love for you to connect with me on my fan page because I spend time there every day. And those are the best ways to reach me. Just at my website, there's my email address, a link to my blog, and, again, my social media links. And I'm very, very active on social media. So, I like to have fun and I like to engage with people. And so that's the best way to reach out to me.
Great. Well, we did run a bit over tonight, but it was well worth it. I want to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio, In Faith Network program. Don't forget, you can find us at readersentertainment.com. There's a link for Readers Entertainment Radio at the top of the page where you can find Christian Readers Radio and In Faith Network shows there. You can always listen to a podcast from a previous episode, so definitely check it out later this evening. You'll be able to catch Rhonda's show again. We will also have the recap blog. If you'd like, you can leave a comment about tonight's show. We would love to hear from you. So I am your host, Lisa Watson, saying be blessed, be inspired, and be happy. Rhonda, thank you so much for joining me tonight. And I am sure we will chat later.
We will. We will see each other in cyberspace.
Absolutely.
And one day we'll meet in person. You have a blessed evening. Thank you again.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Have a good evening.
You too. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
In Faith Network Radio. Blessings through entertainment. www.infaithnetwork.com. Come join our ever-growing Christian community.